town you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right, welcome back to Common Folk Live.
Live, the live podcast.
Early Friday. I mean, God, normally we got booze, but this morning it's coffee.
Monster coffee drinks, we got regular coffee.
Oh, you have two coffees?
Oh, yeah. You got the scooters, Andy's got some coffee over there in a Black Rifle cup.
You better believe it. Friday is our fun coffee day.
Oh, what does that mean?
We torture ourselves with, like, Folgers throughout the week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Friday is when we get to have like
the good stuff.
That's right. The blueberry.
Yeah, the Farm Focus Blue.
Yep, you got it.
The blueberry pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some more.
By the way, right now, if folks go to the Farm Focused website, farmfocused.com, and you purchase one of the Farm Focused sweaters, so it's going to be your crew neck, your hoodie, whatever. We've got a number of different ones. In the cart, we'll automatically add a bag of that coffee for free.
Nice.
Sweater weather.
I actually have some requests for Christmas for that coffee.
Yeah.
So I could go, do a little twofer here, right?
Heck
yeah.
There
you go.
Yeah. Yep. Get on there, get your stuff ordered, and get some coffee, man. You'll dig it.
Nice.
It's great stuff. So today we are going to do kind of it's mostly going to be a shorter little episode. What's up with the dog today?
She's very antsy.
She's needy. I don't know what her deal is. She thinks something's wrong. Anyway, so it's gonna be a shorter one. We're gonna do a over the phone interview. We've always said that we'll never do interviews over the phone, but there's this guy who I've spoke to a couple different times. He's on the Farm Focused website.
Okay,
so the brand is called Field Rose.
All right.
So it's a couple of brothers, Jim and Randy. Jim is kind of. I mean, I would say that Jim's like the main guy at the farm. Randy is his brother, who is also a farmer. He thinks he's a farmer, but he's a musician.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to the Farm Focused website, you go to the Field Rose brand page, you'll see Randy's stuff. We literally have his CD. We've got shirts with his face on them, stickers, all the things. He's
kind of a self-promoter.
Yeah, he's the real deal, man. He's got like actual sponsors and all kinds of things. So we're going to chat with him. Lately, he's announced a partnership with a new tractor brand. So we're going to talk about this tractor brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So a number of different things. So just get to know Randy a little bit. I felt they're in Florida. So, you know, we really kind of had to do this over the phone. And I think that it's going to be such a good conversation that it's worth the sacrifice of the phone.
Okay.
We shouldn't ever say never.
Never say never.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe we're going to do
more of these?
More of these.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Okay. See if we get a good connection. See if we got good audio, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I'm gonna call him up right now. You guys got anything else before I do?
So are we talking to Randy or Jim?
We're going to talk to Randy. I'm going to call Randy.
And he's kind of the promoter that we have the stickers and shirts and stuff.
Right. Okay. Yep. Right. Yeah, and he's a farmer. So,
but peanut farmer, which is so cool because we're used to.
Yeah.
I mean,
peanuts,
you know.
Peanuts and cotton.
Yeah.
But they love their peanuts. So
okay. It's just different in Florida. Right.
Cool.
Yeah. So
let's do it.
Let's give Randy a shout here. Let's see if we can get this to work. Here we go. Oh, hey.
I hear a phone ringing.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, is this Randy?
Hey, Ben. Yep, it's me.
Randy, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, just hanging around the farm.
Nice.
Cotton picker ready to roll.
Cotton picker ready to roll. So I was just telling folks before we gave you a shout here, a little bit of background, the Farm Focus website, the merchandise, and kind of what you're about. So we wanted to, you know, hear it from the horse's mouth. We wanted to ask you, you know, who you are and what you're all about and what you do. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, where are you located?
I'm in a little town called Bascom, Florida. It's on North Florida, right by the Georgia-Alabama line.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, little small town, just nothing but, you know, peanuts and cotton, and there's a federal prison that employs a lot of people.
Oh.
Very nice.
So, So is Florida Georgia Line your favorite band?
Definitely not. No? I wish I had their success, but I'm not that big of a fan of their music. But I would take their sales, no doubt.
So that opens us up into one of the questions that we want to ask you. So you're, from what I understand, you are a musician.
That's right. Yep. I'm drums is my favorite instrument. I started playing drums when I was, probably middle school. Played a snare drum in the marching band. And then, of course, then formed a rock band in high school and started playing guitar, bass, a little bit of piano. So I am a musician. I play every day. Not the best, but know my basic chords. And I think I can play the drums probably better than anything else.
Mm, yeah. No, it does seem like you're pretty good at that.
So,
yeah, I'm pretty good.
Randy, you do a lot of different things. You remind me of our old band teacher, because I played trumpet throughout middle school and high school, and he could play everything. He would play the trombone, the trumpet, then he'd get on the drums, whatever you could dream up, whatever is in our band, he could play, and he could play it better than all of us. Is that kind of, are you on the same vein there? You just play a whole bunch of different, like, are you a one-man band, I guess? Like, what's going on there?
100%, yeah, one-man band, all the recordings you hear.
Nope.
So we're still connected, but he's a...
Dodge band, and I do have an electric drum set.
There we go.
I play all the instruments, play the bass guitar, all that. I tell everybody, I can make you think that I'm really good, but then the more you hear me play, you're like, oh, okay, he only knows about four chords.
Hey.
So.
Hey, that's all Florida Georgia Line knows, right?
Oh, absolutely, brother.
Good point.
Yep.
Do you, Andy here was talking about how he played the trumpet. Do you even consider, like, folks who play the trumpet actual musicians? Like, is that even a thing? Or?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Anybody that plays an instrument, I'm stoked on it. Have you guys ever heard of the band Bill Murray?
Say that again. What was the band called?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Like the actor. Yeah.
No, I don't know a band called that. No.
Is that ska? Oh. Is that kind of a ska band?
No, it's not ska. It's you wouldn't think I'd like it, but it's like pop country with the perfect blend of like hardcore breakdowns. Because this guy used to be in a punk band called Attack Attack.
Mm.
But I bring this up to tell you, we're talking about the trumpets. He has saxophones in his music.
Ooh.
And dude, I'm telling you, when you hear this sax, it really sets the whole song on fire.
Wow.
I'll share it to you after the phone call, but yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, I'll get into that.
It's so good. I've been jamming it all 2 weeks since I discovered it.
So one of my favorite saxophone riffs, obviously Baker Street, right? But have you ever heard of the band M83?
M83, never heard of them, nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's kind of out there, but their big hit ends with a big, long saxophone solo, and it just puts you to a frame of mind, makes you feel good. Yeah, so I feel you, Randy, I feel you.
Oh, yeah, it's something else. You guys got to make sure you check it out.
So right now we're on YouTube Live, so folks can go find this if they'd like to.
Okay.
And we just really wanted to introduce folks to who you are. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. What you're a farmer, right?
I am a musician / farmer. We farm peanuts and cotton right here in North Florida. My daddy started farming in 1974. So I work. I got an identical twin brother, Jim. He works on the farm, tries to play boss man all the time. But we got three great guys work with us. Farm about 500 acres of peanuts, about 800 acres of cotton, and farming, playing music, hanging out with the family. That's pretty much what my days consist of.
So who was born first, you or your brother?
Jim was born first.
Oh.
Like five minutes apart.
Okay.
I think it was.
That makes sense.
I'll be 40 next year, so.
Oh, boy.
Time flying by. Oh, yeah.
So is that where he kind of gets that complex where he thinks he's in charge because he's the oldest?
Mm-hmm.
For sure, yeah. I don't know, man. It's just like a ego power trip. We don't work too well. That's why our content's kind of all over the place, because he started the YouTube channel Field Rose, I started making videos. Obviously, he won't tell you, but way more successful, more views.
Oh.
And he would say, hey, put your stuff over here on my channel. So I did that for 3 years, and then finally, huge blow up last year. I said, you know what? I'm going to create my own YouTube channel. So that's what I did, Randy the Farmer. And the Instagrams are all blended. It's just a mess as far as a marketing aspect.
So it's a little bit confusing.
Confusing. I understand that. So
was that, and I mean, just working with family is tough enough, you know what I mean? But then you throw a brother in there that has a little bit of a complex. Yeah. I mean, is he with you right now or is he MIA? Is he missing again?
No, he stays missing. He's probably riding around looking at the crops, you know, as he says.
Oh, one of those guys.
I'm looking at the crops.
Even though all the peanuts are harvested at this point.
Yeah. It's always something. But I will mention this, you know, say working with family. Working with Gene and my brother is extremely tough, almost impossible. But working with my dad is actually really nice. The older my dad gets, the more laid back he gets. 20 years ago, it probably wouldn't worked out. But now he's like, okay, yeah, sounds good. You know, he's about halfway retired or more than halfway. So I guess he's like, you know what? I done put in my time. Kind of do what you want
to
do.
That just sounds like an awesome place to be. Like, I'm 3/4 retired. You know, I'll go in for a, you know, a couple hours a day if I want to, if I need to, you know, and just tell the boys what to do or whatever. Throw my 2 cents in there.
I feel like most guys, when they get older, get crabbier. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, your dad's chilling
out. Yeah, it's the complete opposite. Yep. Yeah, my dad's totally chilled out now. Okay. He plows up all the peanuts. That's about the only tractor work he does. He loves plowing up peanuts. And every now and then he'll hop on a disc and ride the tractor. But for the most part, it's just riding motorcycles and hanging out at the feed store. Nice,
so then is he going to give you and your brother the reins when he decides to not farm anymore? Or is it kind of just you?
Eventually, yeah, I think that, you know, that transition will happen once Dad completely does step away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be hard because I know Jim's going to, you know, he's going to want all of it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but I'm not going to give up a fight because I'm just as much as a son as he is.
True.
Although I wasn't involved in the farm as long as he was, I'm on the farm now. And I feel I brought notoriety to the farm more than he ever has on his YouTube videos that get like 5,000 views. He's been doing it for almost 5 years.
Man, what
like,
a joker.
Stop already, you know?
Right. So speaking of that, you know, and all the stuff that you do on social media and just all the content you put out, you've got a TV show as well.
What?
Yep, correct. Yep. Which Farm Focus is a sponsor of.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. It's called Let's Get Nuts. It's like a talk show and we have a guest on each episode. We put out one a month over there on Acres TV. So if you got a smart TV, you know, just search Acres TV. The name of the show is Let's Get Nuts.
Download that app and you can view all that.
Yep. You can, of course, I got the app on the phone, the website. I mean, any way that there is to watch it, you can watch it pretty much. But it's a pretty good time.
Does that have, Randy, does that have you and Jim like on a set together talking about what you did that week or that month or how does that work?
Oh, Lord, no. No, we don't really, you know, have much communication together. But pretty much, like I said, it's like a talk show. I have different guests. We've had people from, you know, bowl peanut companies like Peanut Patch, Modest Peanut Pickers, people in the cotton industry. We had a guy come down and fly one of his drones.
Speaking of that, you know, we're in the Midwest. Like, what's all the hype about these boiled peanuts?
Oh, so it's strange in the South. Bowl peanuts are in every single gas station.
Did you say
everywhere. Bowl
peanuts?
Bowl peanuts. Yeah, like bowl like chicken, bowl peanuts.
Like B-O-W-L?
O-I-L.
Yeah, it's probably my accent. Boiled.
Oh.
Boiled.
Come on, Ben.
Yes, boiled. Yep. Okay, got it.
But, and check them out. You either hate them or you love them.
And boiled chicken?
Yeah, like you boil chicken to make chicken cacciatore or something.
Oh, yeah,
that's you've never boiled chicken? It cooks. That's chicken gets cooked.
That's not a Midwest thing.
I've boiled chicken before. Oh man,
you
Randy,
try some of those bowl peanuts though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, I'm game.
All right. Peanut patch. They got a new buffalo flavor.
Ooh,
really,
that sounds
really
good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can get them in up around here?
For sure. I know they're in all the Walmarts in the South. Maybe not as far West, Midwest as you guys, but I mean, you can order them online.
Yeah, we'll definitely check that out.
Yeah.
So back to your music. What do you like? What's your favorite song you think you ever created?
Well, since I'm on your podcast, I'll say the Farm Focus song.
Oh, do you? That's nice. Yeah, that was a good one.
And sorry to cut you off, but the amount of work I put into that video, because you notice every time I mention another brand, I was changing shirts and hats.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did. Yeah, yeah.
Film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift will change outfits like 40 times in one show. Were you kind of doing that throughout that music video, just a wardrobe change to get everybody involved?
Yep, probably 10 different shirts and hats. And then, of course, you got to sync your audio to your lips and get all the different angles. It was, man, if I had a charge being for it, it would have been like a $50,000 music video. It was insane.
I agree, yeah. Did you get that move from Tay-Tay?
To be honest, I do like Taylor Swift, or I should rephrase that, I did. Her first three albums were really, really good.
Yeah.
Now it's just complete garbage. But
That's
quick
a little
story
harsh.
About Taylor Swift. You guys got some time?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I first discovered her, my wife told me about her back in 06 when she was first coming on the scene with the Tim McGraw song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she was a nobody. I mean, nobody really knew her. And she was playing a local show at Pensacola. And we were going to go, but we ended up not going. Like, man, we should have went because, you know, nobody really knew who she was at that point.
Yeah. Is that your story?
I'm sure if I went. Yeah, now that I tell the story, it's not that good of a story.
I thought you were going to tell us that you got on her tour bus or something. Come on.
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Yeah, if I was you, I probably wouldn't bring that story up again.
Tell that story, yeah. Her song Love Story is, and she wrote that whole song. It's such a good song.
It really is, and my wife's probably a big Taylor Swift fan, too.
Oh, man, so good. Yeah, but that was, stuff, like, man, is it?
She was country music back then, and that was like her first couple of albums, you know, and then she went mainstream, so.
I always felt like she was, like, such a, like a kid. And then
she
that,
was.
Yeah.
She
and
was.
And then that Tim McGraw song, I think, like, with the video, it was like her and Tim McGraw or something, and, like, I just felt like it was weird.
I don't know the song that you guys are talking about, but I do know Love Story. In that first big album, she was just like 16 years old, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a song
super talented.
Like where her and Tim McGraw were like going back and forth, like they miss each other or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and you thought it was weird because of their age difference.
Yeah, because the dude was like 50 and she was like 15.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Well, I saw a pretty funny meme. I think that's the best thing the internet does right now is supply us with memes. And it was talking about the Twilight saga.
Okay.
He goes, let's dive into this uncomfortable conversation. What about the age gap here between Edward and Belle? He's like 3,000 years old and she's like 15.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of funny.
I never watched Twilight, but did you, Randy?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. So good. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's the girl's name on the show? She'd always like had the strangest mannerisms.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the mysterious.
She's so dramatic about everything.
Oh, so like, mysterious.
I understand it's vampires, but can you get over it, you know?
She really laid it out there like, you need a boyfriend. If you're going to be in high school, you need a boyfriend more than anything.
Yeah.
So, when you guys are talking about age differences, all I keep thinking of is Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, that's a strange one, too. I mean, to be that guy, geez.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have billions of dollars.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Age is just a number at that point. Truly it is.
For some reason, there's a bunch of chicks that really like dudes with a lot of money.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is strange.
Speaking of that, do you have a lot of money, Randy?
I got a decent bit. We do pretty good.
Yeah. I could see how it's probably hard on your wife with like how, you know, your popularity and then kind of the touring. Like I saw you online the other day playing a little pop-up concert for the Midland folks. I mean, that's real deal.
Celebrity status.
Yeah, it is. You know, fame is a strange thing. It's I can walk through a Walmart usually. I mean, not around here locally, but nobody will recognize you. But you go to these farm shows and you're almost like, I don't know, like Elton John or something, you know, that status.
Wow.
So that could, you know, a lot of people, you know, pictures, autographs. I may not want to toot my own horn, but I will say at the end of the day that my wife had to massage my hand because it was cramping up so much from signing autographs.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's
so
thing,
with that type of notoriety, are you getting a lot of like, brands and different companies requesting your services? Like you said, Midland. Are you talking about like Midland Radios?
Yeah.
Wow.
Midland Radio. Yep. Check out my newest song for them, Can You Hear Me Now? Yep. Available on all platforms.
I like
that. What's the main line there?
Crystal clear communication. I am not exaggerating.
That's right. Yeah. That, I can't get that out of my head, man.
It's a good one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Geez, are you taking, that kind of sounds like a rap almost. Are you taking some inspiration from that band you were talking about, you know, putting some of those 90s hip-hop riffs into your country?
Not so much hip-hop. I mean, I'm definitely influenced by, like, the music I grew up with, you know, like alternative punk, you know, like Jimmy Eat World, The Used, Yellow Card.
Blink 182.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, Blink. I mean, all those bands that were popping off in the early 2000s. That's definitely the wheelhouse that I stay in. And I always write songs on the acoustic first, and then they always turn into like a fast rock song.
Are you going to do a ballad or anything slow?
I would, you know, I do have a beautiful song wrote that my wife Sandy.
Okay.
But her and I were going to sing, but I don't know. We just haven't found the time to get it recorded. But it's really good song. So maybe one day
I can't wait to hear it.
So like a back to back, kind of like the Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift song we were talking about earlier.
Nice.
Without
the weird age, yeah.
So you bring up Yellow Card. That reminds me, their kind of signature sound, they always, didn't they have a violinist in the band?
Sam. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and when you heard that violin go off, you knew, oh, that's Yellow Card.
No doubt.
Do you have a signature sound or an instrument or what would people kind of point to?
Yeah, just like I mentioned, all that wheelhouse alternative punk. I mean, I guess I do have a signature sound. I wouldn't really have an instrument that stands out for everything. So I just... you know, try to dub my audios over all that to make it beefy and sound good and all that stuff. But,
all right.
Just kind of learning as you go.
I want folks to, you know, go to the socials and look up Field Rose. That's where they're going to find most of your videos, right?
Yeah, if you just do a Google search, Field Rose or Randy the Farmer, we'll for sure pop up. Or all my music is under Randy the Farmer, you know, on streaming platforms.
And also at farmfocused.com. Your CD is there.
Yep.
Also paired with a limited edition tie-dye shirt, which is pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. That's a heck of a deal. And for people that want a physical product to hold in your hand, we do have the physical CD.
And that
limited tie-dye
shirt is extremely limited. It's only been available, you know, for a short amount of time. So.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe we still have some in stock.
Right.
Because when you told me how limited it was, I was like, I don't even know if we should pull the trigger on this. Right. But, I mean, we still have people get them. So, in Rutledge Wood, probably the most famous buddy of mine, he actually got one. So
good point.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Rutledge, man. Folks in the car world, they know who Rutledge is. He's a cool dude.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the other thing I wanted to make sure that folks understand, because if they go to the socials or YouTube or whatever, they watch your videos, they're going to notice, and I don't want it to be weird for them, that you've got kind of like a, what would you call it? Like a almost a handicap, like something that continues to come up in your videos, like where like something happens with your leg and you fall over and it's like, it's kind of tough to watch sometimes, you know, it really makes me feel bad. Are you willing to address that on the podcast?
Yeah, I don't mind talking about that. There's a video pinned on my Instagram, I believe, the Field Rose, that explains the whole story, so you can watch that. But I will, short story, when I was about, well, it happened August 1995, so I was 10 years old. My daddy had a open cab, 4230, and we were riding around the peanut field, you know, checking out the peanuts. That time of the year, the peanuts are huge. So, I mean, you're talking almost knee high. And we're walking around, and unfortunately, I was bitten by a couple rattlesnakes. Don't know how many.
Mm.
And, Daddy got confused and poured antifreeze on the snake bites.
Oh, my gosh.
The anti-venom. I mean, it's a panic at that point. So I don't blame him. But when they did give me the doctor, the snake venom, mixing with the antifreeze, now I have irreversible nerve damage to my leg. And I don't know when it's going to go out, but, it might not happen in a day, or it might happen three or four times, but it's just something I live with, and I'm not going to let it stop me, you know, working and collecting a check. You know, I'll tell you that. I'm still out here working, farming, and making videos.
Mm, yeah. No, that's a great story, man, and I can tell by the way you're talking, you know, how emotional it is.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, but just like any other disability, you learn how to adapt and live with it.
Right, right.
Just go on about it. Keep on trucking.
You turn that into your ability or whatever, however they say that.
Yeah.
So walk me back on that. What was your father was trying to help and was panicking, but what was the thought process of putting antifreeze on a snake bite?
Well, I can't, put myself in his mind frame at that point, but I think he just panicked. The 4230 had a pretty good leak on it, so we always had some antifreeze there, in the tractor. Obviously he's sitting there looking at his 10-year-old boy screaming, crying. Rattlesnakes just bit him, so he just grabbed it and poured it all over my leg.
Oh, okay. All right.
Folks should definitely go watch that video because it gives a really good explanation of what all went down there.
Yeah, it lays it all out, and it's like a documentary style. And that's a lot of people ask me, what's the hardest video you ever done? No doubt sharing that story. Mm. I didn't think I'd get that emotion. All those emotions coming back from you, even though it's been heck almost 30 years, still kind of at that point feels like it was yesterday.
So then do you you're walking and something happens to you? Is it one, you said one leg or kinda. Like what? It just kind of goes out.
We're really both legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the left leg, I think it was the left leg, was the one that took the brunt of the hits. But, I mean, it's went to both of them at this point.
Yeah.
It just kind of made its way over there.
Two snakes, two legs, two bites.
You ever said Indian style and, your foot go to sleep? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's incredibly hard to walk after that. It's kind of like that, but it comes on in a split second. All of a sudden, foot's asleep, and then you're on the ground.
Like at the worst times, I mean.
Yeah, it can. That's why I try not to, be mindful of, walking on the, cotton pickers on top of him, because it could be terrible if a leg were to go numb on the top of that thing, clean it off.
Now, do you have, PTSD when it comes to this type of stuff? Like Captain Hook, when he sees an alligator, he kind of spazzes out. Does that trigger it sometimes for you when you see a snake?
It's a good comparison.
Yeah and no. I think I've done a good job to compartmentalize it, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
And, I'm not even that afraid of snakes. My kids love snakes. And matter of fact, my oldest was just holding a 9-foot python at the library the other day.
Wow.
No joke.
Okay.
Wow.
That guy brought some reptiles. So I wasn't there, but she sent me the video. But
that's neat.
It's just is what it is. It could be worse. It could have bit me on the face.
Right.
Yeah.
So good maybe point. Like working out or all that stuff is helpful.
I don't really work out a whole lot, but it possibly could do some leg weights and build.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
I just want to get unproportional. With the legs too big.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I should a full body workout.
Like only like you only do leg day?
Legs, yeah.
Don't want to get too big.
Yeah.
That'd be
weird. That'd be weird.
Then I could be leg arms like Scott, but have a different and market it where my legs are bigger than anything else.
You could be like legs.
Leg legs. There you go.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
The t-shirt.
Yeah.
Leg legs. Okay.
So one of the things we wanted to talk about today, and I think this is kind of where we'll end it once we kind of make this announcement and go through everything, is this new innovative tractor brand that you started working with. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Super excited. Y'all mentioned earlier, if you get some brand deals, and I do. And by far the biggest brand deal I've got is the new James Moose 1000 tractor. It's a brand new, top-of-the-line, innovative tractor. It's manufactured about 40 miles down the road in Weewaw, Hitchica. The official brand ambassador, helping these guys market it, get it out in front of people's eyes. And who knows, 5 years, I they'll probably be all over the United States. But it's something else. We've got the 300 horsepower. Like I said, the James Moose 1000.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of features, nothing extra, not all these bells and whistles, and an incredible price point.
I've been around a lot of tractors, and I haven't seen that one in person, but I can see the innovation in it, in the videos and the photos and, all the stuff that you've done. It just seems like just such a neat brand, and I really like what they did with the name, like a guy's name, but also incorporating an animal. And it's it just seems like just such a strong play.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, the owner's name is James Moose. So he just named it, after his name.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And then he added the extra O because he has three sons and they all start with the letter O.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. That was good.
Three O's.
Yeah.
Well,
very neat. So it's
what are the colors? Because we don't have a picture, and I haven't seen it. Like, what is the color of the tractor?
The main color, Morgan, is yellow.
Okay.
It's got the yellow hood kind of on the side. It's got some red trim on the side. There are some black. The screens are black. The steps and all that, like the battery cover, and then it's got some green accents throughout the tractor. So it's
one,
sharp.
One of the,
you see it in person.
One of the reasons I know it's the real deal, and Morgan must have forgot, is that there's merchandise surrounding it. So you've printed the shirts with the James Moose logo,
right? And it's yellow and white. Okay.
Yep. And we've worked on the hats and stuff and shipping a bunch of those. I mean, since you announced this brand, it's like
it's blowing up.
Just a whirlwind. Yeah. Folks are just like, man, I got to get my James Moose gear, you know?
Yeah. So is the merchandise helping the growth of this company? Are you kind of helping James Moose? Tractor company? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. The merch helps, of course. Zach Johnson, he was a part of the video promoting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Welkers, wow. Trevor Bell. So, they'll get one eventually. Right now, I'm the only one in the whole United States, whole world, that has one. But eventually, they will be getting there. So, yeah, just trying to attach ourselves to some of the bigger guys. You know, got a good following, and, you know, that helps. And, of course, all the merch and all that. Just more the better.
That's awesome. So, out of the influencer, would you call farming influencer community, you're the only one that has a Moose 1000, James Moose 1000?
Yeah. Now, there is another guy, Trey Bodert. He's on TikTok. He does, like, construction. Uh-huh. He does have a different model. You can check him out on TikTok. It's called the James Moose 1050.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And what's are those the only two type of tractors that James Moose currently manufactures?
Currently, yep, that's what's in production now is the 1000 and the 1050.
Okay, and that's all in Florida? I think this is awesome because we have a manufacturing that moved here in Omaha, Nebraska, Klaus Tractors.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And now they're just making their mainstream combine, but that's pretty mm-hmm. awesome. I love seeing this manufacturing come back to the States.
100%, and we've got a whole episode on the Let's Get Nuts show. The owner's son, Owen, was on the show talking about the whole history of it, so... You know, watch that. It tells you how, you know, James Moose was started and all that. Yeah, and everything, like you said, right here in the United States, everything manufactured 100%.
Now, I did watch a video earlier, and I think I was looking at the 1000. It could have been the 1050, but the 1000, you mentioned all the color schemes there. There is an awful lot of green in there. Where did the inspiration for the green come from?
Great question. Well, I wouldn't say there's a lot of green. There's definitely some green accents.
Oh, but from a marketing, accents.
From a marketing, you know, standpoint, if you've got a brand new product you're going to bring to market,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you want it to kind of look like the most famous tractor on the market?
You're talking about Oliver's? The old green Oliver's?
No, I'm talking about John Deere.
Oh, so John Deere. Why, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a whole, you know, it's nothing, it pisses me off, really. A lot of people are saying, you know, that looks a lot like a John Deere. That's nothing but a John Deere.
Right.
Well, I assure you, it's not. If you were to see it in person, you'd see the components, different, you know, tweaks here and there. It's completely different.
Well, yeah, like talking pickup trucks, unless you're talking about a Cybertruck, they all kind of look alike, right? You know, Chevy,
exactly.
Ford.
Like
okay. All right.
Yeah, like a tire. The first person to invent a tire. And now every tire looks like a tire.
Mm,
now, some might be a Firestone. Some might be a Brickstone or
Goodyear,
all the other.
Or, yeah.
Goodyear.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, guess what? It still looks like a tire.
That's
so
true. We were looking at some videos earlier, and I was trying to introduce Andy to the, to the brand. Because he wasn't familiar with it. And I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I feel like Andy was a little skeptical.
Well, the first thing I thought was a 4230 or something along those lines.
Oh.
You know, a John Deere.
The shape of it.
Yeah.
You're
going to
piss him off.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying what I thought. And then you throw in the yellow, black, red, green color schemes. I mean, that's a lot of colors going on there, too, you know.
Yeah.
There's some
all I'm going to say, Andy, is you have to see it in person.
I get
it. Then you would know.
I'd love to go down to Florida, check out the operation.
Yeah, and I'm not
make a trip.
I'm not trying to say anything, but do you think there's a possibility that they, you know, are
no
just,
chance? Ben. Like they're I'm just gonna shut you. No chance. Oh.
Well,
no, I've been to the manufacturing where they're making.
Oh, you've
what's
been
it,
there.
What is it like a three sided shed or what's going on?
No, it's a full shop. You know, I don't know, 100 by 100, pretty good size.
100 by 100.
Do they print? They do a lot of like sticker printing there or something.
They do a lot of like fabrication and stuff. I mean, I guess they're already built. You know.
Now,
so.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's a brand new tractor.
Wow. Okay, so we kind of talked about how tractors look like tractors, right? And tires look like tires. Now they all kind of look like the same. Was James Moose? Are they considering, you know, any like litigation or maybe some upcoming lawsuits? Because it does look a lot like the other guys. Like that tractor looks a lot like the other guys.
No.
No, it's
not
that I've
heard of.
It's completely different on that. Yeah.
I don't think John Deere has a patent on what a tractor looks like.
Right. And I get it. Like yellow wheels. I mean, when I think of a yellow tractor, I think of Caterpillar. They're pretty big around
here.
Exactly.
So, you could say they ripped off Caterpillar. What came first?
There you go.
Chicken or the egg? I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be a good defense. Like, we're not ripping you off, John Deere. We're ripping Caterpillar off. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay.
And
they
didn't like John Deere didn't invent those colors. I mean, you know, like they stole that from nature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they stole that. Is nature going to sue them?
Exactly.
They also stole the slogan. Nothing runs like a deer. Well, a deer does.
Yeah.
Does
Nothing
James
cuts loose like a moose?
Oh, now what's that? What was that?
That's
the slogan for James Moose. Nothing cuts loose like a moose.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah. That's a little wild. That kind of incorporates the play hard, work hard mentality. Is that what James Moose is kind of about?
100%. And that's and Ben, you know, because you're around tractors and you hop up the horsepower, make more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know the prices that farmers are paying for new tractors, especially John Deere's. It's through the roof. How can you afford it? And the James Moose, it appeals to the people that want a good tractor at a fair price. This is a 300 horsepower at $100,000 price point. Ain't nobody in the same ball field as that.
Okay, so you wouldn't need Ben's services to, tune that.
Unless I wanted more than 300 horsepower, and I hope I don't ever need more than 300 horsepower on this farm.
Okay, well, I was hoping you were going to say yes, so we could come to Florida.
You know, Zach's got like a 600 horsepower Deere.
Yes, wow. Well, and he's got some big, big implements that he's pulling it with.
Yeah.
So maybe one day you will need Ben to tune that.
It's possible, yes. And if I do, I definitely know who to call. I'd love to get Ben to come down here. And we've got some John Deere's that are actually, you know, they're older, getting older. We could definitely hop them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 4960. What's that, 200 horsepower?
Probably. 4960? Yeah, somewhere in that range, yeah.
We're lucky if we're getting 150 out of it now. But,
that's a good, you know, you got a bunch of horses in the stable there.
We do. We've got 300 of them with the James Moose.
Mm.
I can't wait to I got family down there in Florida. Love fishing. Fort Myers area. I don't know how far away you are from Fort Myers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty. We're on the tip top of Florida. Fort Myers probably about 7 hours from us.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
But, hey, make the trip. Open anybody anytime.
Right on. And I'm kind of a sucker for all that manufacturing, seeing how things come together. Still need to go over to Klaus. I want to see that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's amazing that they got that in Omaha.
So I guess, you know, how I want to end it is I just kind of want, like, I'm sensing Andy's skepticism, and I just kind of want, like, your final say. Like, what do you think about this, really? I mean,
well, it kind of looks like a John Deere with stickers on the side of it.
Mm. Oh.
You know? But, I mean, that's just kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it has a manufacturing plant that we can run down and check out, I can do some red, fish for some redfish. Love it. I've never been on a peanut farm. I mean, I would dig all that.
Maybe we could get, like, some video evidence of the manufacturing.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, I could contact Owen. That wouldn't be a problem. And to your rebuttal, Andy, of it, you thinking it's a John Deere with stickers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned probably 5 minutes earlier, you got to lay eyes on it.
Right.
You know, at that point, you'd be like, okay, so, yeah, this is the real deal.
So, like, I do some work on television, and they say the camera adds 10 pounds. Is that kind of like with tractors? It just adds, like, a different hue of a color or something?
It can, yeah, okay, depending on, you know, what you're filming with. I don't have the best video equipment here. I'm filming on a Canon M50, which is like a $300 camera or something.
Right, yeah. But, no, I get it. Yeah, okay.
It's definitely, you got to lay eyes on it. And I'll leave it at that. Once you do see it, then, you know, light bulb. Oh, wow. Okay. This is it.
This is the James Moose 1000.
Well,
nothing cuts loose like a moose. The moose loves the juice.
Ooh.
Did you just come up with that? Or?
Oh, no. We've been running with that for a while. Oh, yeah, man, the moose loves the juice. Nothing cuts loose like a moose. Yeah.
I apologize, man. I didn't mean for this to turn into like a skeptical conversation.
It's fine. I get
I didn't want to bring him on the rail either.
Comments.
Yeah.
I've heard it before.
I don't really know where I stand. I'm not a big tractor.
Not a big tractor girl.
I mean, I like them, but I can't really tell the difference between them.
Yeah.
I mean, I wave at guys all the time that I think it's your car and it's not you. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, Randy, there's a couple iconic tractor songs out there in the country music world. The one that comes to mind is "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy."
Oh, yeah. Is that Kenny Chesney?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to be doing anything like that for James Moose to, like, really put this new brand that's made in America, manufactured in Florida, on the map?
100%. Now, I hadn't had time to get the music video film, but eventually we will. But the James Moose song is out now under Randy the Farmer on all streaming platforms.
He's ahead of this.
And it's, you know, talks about the tractor, heck of a, you know, good chorus, kicks off great. It's a fast one.
Are they ready?
Besides the Farm Focus song, it's probably one of my favorites that I've done.
Yeah.
Are they ready for what this could do for this brand? Because you've heard, you know, you could grow too fast,
And that is, Andy, that's a great point. That is a concern, you know, because they're struggling now. You know how it is.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Especially building brand new tractor, fabricating everything from the ground up.
Yeah.
But that's a good problem to have.
Sure.
And cross that bridge when it gets here. That's not my job. My job is to get the word out and get people wanting them.
You're doing your job.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, shoot, man. Folks can find more info on the James Moose, you know, on your YouTube page, on your socials, right? Is that the best place to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Randy the Farmer YouTube, also Field Rose, TikTok, Field Rose, Instagram. Look on that, and you'll see what we've been talking about.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad we, had the opportunity to, inform the public and release this. I mean, we're really kind of like...
Yeah, this is exciting.
Is this the first podcast that, you know, you've spoke about the Moose on?
Oh, no, Ben.
We're not that
since
important.
Since the news broke, I was on Rob Sharkey's.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Farm for Profit guys, and the farm, Tanner...
Yeah.
Big skeptic.
Oh, was he?
Oh, we met him. I could see that.
Yeah.
He's a banker, so, different breed of people.
Yeah, those financial guys, man.
Oh, yeah, they're always a skeptic over something.
They can't, they just can't see, you know, the forest for the trees, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Maybe when he hears the song, it'll turn him around.
Yeah, you guys definitely make sure you check out the song and, it's a good one, and hopefully I'll find time. Probably won't be by the end of the year. We're wide open, but eventually definitely plan to release the music video for that.
Good deal. Well, all right, buddy. Appreciate you coming on, man. We're going to, when we close this episode out, I'm going to leave folks with the farmfocused.com Randy song.
That's a good one.
So that'll be on.
All right. And I do like the gear. I've seen you guys print some shirts and hats.
Very nice.
Pretty sharp. Yep. You got a lot to be proud of there, Randy.
Well, I appreciate it, Andy, Morgan, and Ben. Thanks for having me on. Hope y'all have a fantastic day.
All right, buddy. Yeah,
all right.
Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, we'll see y'all later. Bye.
Wow. So,
should I pull up the song, Randy the Farmer?
No. We'll put in the
Farm Focus
song.
Oh, yeah. I see it. It's on here, James Moose.
Yeah. He's got some good stuff.
Yeah, I didn't mean to offend him or anything.
No. So. I think he gets a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell sometimes, you know, if if he's being real or not. I don't know. It's just
kind of reminds you of that opening scene of Willy Wonka where he's, you know, limping and then he does a somersault and jumps up and you're like, oh, you're not really limping. You're fine.
I've got to know both Jim and Randy, you know, over the phone, over the internet, whatever. We help rep their brand on Farm Focus, but haven't had the chance to meet them in person. I did go to Florida once. We went down with some friends and I spoke with Jim and, you know, and I was telling him I wanted to meet Randy as well.
Yeah.
And they just kept having like things come up and it didn't work. And I don't know. I kind of felt so like
you'd see one, but you wouldn't see the other.
I didn't even get to see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like they just kept like, oh no, we got to do this now. We got to do that now. And
yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things, but
it does sound like a tough relationship where they can't really, it sounded to me like they can't even stand to be in the same room together and you never see them together anymore. That's tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
having a brother like that.
Especially being a brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good for him. He's got this new tractor brand. We're printing shirts and hats for him. This stuff looks cool. So, go check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I think that's it.
Hey,
do we have any comments or anybody? How are we going to let people know that we're, are we going to start getting consistent or are we just going to try to?
No, we'll start. Yeah, we'll start getting more consistent with it. And
well, not that we're not consistent weekly but yeah, we're just going to pick a night or a day to always record.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, that's that.
Let's close it out with the farm focused song by Randy.
Let's
you can add that.
It's fun. Yep. All we'll do it. All right.
Peace. All right. Cool. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you.
I was hanging around the other day at my local feed store. When I felt the gentle touch on my right shoulder, a small little girl said, "Hey, mister, where'd you buy your shirt?" I said, farmfocus.com. They got all those farming brands to make you look like you're a farmer. A shirt and a sweater and look in the mirror, you ain't never looked better.
What other farming brands do they carry?
Great question.
Look at me, a millennial farmer, Zach Attack, Brian Brown's farming videos, Sunny Farms, Hey There Cole, the Corn Star, Welker Farms, Leg Arms as big as the world, Dr. Hay Cafe, she's a girl from somewhere in Ohio, Freedom Farms, fighting for the USA, Shark Farmer is swimming in the bay. Can Hank make a crank over at Hamilton Milk Farms? Larson Farms got the cleanest tractors. Randy Pipes got many layers because it's cold in frigid Minnesota. Fat Stack Montana and so much.